Trump attacks Democrat sanctuary policies for murder of Sheridan Gorman. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 25, 2026. President Donald Trump attacked Democrats and their sanctuary policies a week after an 18-year-old Loyola University student, Sheridan Gorman, was allegedly murdered by an illegal alien. While speaking at the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, annual fundraising dinner on Wednesday evening, Trump spoke about the accomplishments of his administration. Trump also referenced the death of Gorman, who had been walking with a group of friends in Chicago on March 19, when she was allegedly shot and killed by an illegal alien. "In our quest to restore public safety, we also need accountability for corrupt Democrat officials who conspire to obstruct federal law," Trump said. Less than 1 week ago, a precious 18-year-old college student named Sheridan Gorman was shot and killed while walking in a park innocently. Trump continued to speak about how the illegal alien who was arrested and charged with the alleged murder of Gorman had come illegally from Venezuela and had been released into the United States under the former President Joe Biden's administration. He was then arrested again and released again by the Democrat governor, J.B. Pritzker, one of the worst governors in the history of our country, in the sanctuary city of Chicago, Trump continued. "Every American needs to know that the larger majorities in the House and Senate, Republicans will, remember this, will end sanctuary jurisdictions once and for all," Trump added. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that Jose Medina, 25, a Venezuelan national, had been arrested and charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, three felony counts of aggravated assault, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Late last week, 25-year-old Jose Medina, an illegal alien from Venezuela, was arrested by the Chicago Police Department and charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, three felony counts of aggravated assault, and unlawful possession of a firearm. According to police, at around 1 a.m. on March 19, Sheridan Gorman was walking with a group of friends near Toby Prince Beach in the Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago when Medina, wearing a mask, allegedly approached the group and started shooting in their direction. Gorman was shot in the head and died at the scene. According to police, Medina began running after the group and started shooting in their direction, after Gorman noticed the man hiding and informed her friends.